We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues, powered by the Buzz CRM. Are you ready to stop the marketing madness? Dive deep into the Buzz CRM's revolutionary capabilities with exclusive under-the-hood webinars. We're pulling back the curtain to show you exactly all the 500-plus marketing tools available to Buzz CRM, its AI-powered automation, our personalized workflows, and how it can transform your business. That's all I got to say. So get ready for those. If you want, you can go and find out for yourselves about the omnichannel reach that the Buzz CRM does for you, reaching your customers with SMS, email, and social media, advanced analytics, data-driven insights. It's all you need. One size fits all. An affordable, comprehensive solution. Get rid of those other logins. Get rid of those other programs. Go all in one. Stop juggling multiple tools. Ditch expensive subscriptions. Get ready and join the revolution right now at thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com, and tell them that you heard about it on Grassroots Marketing. Now, with that said, we're going to go and talk about, with 420 coming up in the horizon in front of us, here's where we're recording on the program. We have a trio of friends, 25 years plus together, and they have come together with a festival that we're going to be talking about in just a moment, a growing festival. First of all, their journey began with Full Funnel Growth, which is a digital marketing agency that helped to help brands and scale in the competitive industries. And then they took the momentum, like many people will do, like in tech, we do look at the areas like cannabis, you know, the fringe spaces to go and expand and grow into other businesses. And their belief in the green entrepreneurial spirit led them to create a business called Anja, a self-funded minority-owned dispensary in Highland Park, New Jersey. And now they have introduced Anja Fest, a vibrant music-filled blockbuster. It's going to be a block party, excuse me, that has grown into one of New Jersey's most exciting cannabis events. Their third year, they're going to be it's going to be the third annual Anja Fest coming up right now, Saturday, April 19th, a big block party, ages 21 and up. And so much is going to be going on with the event we're going to talk about in a moment. But first, I want to talk about this with two of the co-founders of Anja Fest. I'm here with Kirill Setanovsky and Julio Casado. Thanks for being on with me, gentlemen. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure.
So you look for, it was about 300 attendees you had for the first event. You expect more than 1,000 this time. You have the high band for, they call it late night. Snack Time is going to be headlining the show. And that's for, well, actually, they call it late night, which is Jason Kelce's ESPN talk show, the Philadelphia Eagles legend. And you have this event coming up right now. Tell us about the idea of where this has gone and how far it's come along so far to bring the show to be such a scale right now. I mean, obviously, a lot of changes in mail to go ahead and prepare and plan for the growing and the groundswell of momentum and anticipation this event has every year now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So actually, our first Anja Fest was back in 2023, before we even opened. We realized we weren't going to be able to open for 420, and we were trying to figure out what we could do. And, you know, I have a deep background in doing events for 15 years. Julio and I actually met back in high school and have been strong supporters of the music community. You know, we really bonded over our shared love for hip hop and cannabis. And this idea to do a festival just kind of happened, a way to really bring together the local Highland Park community and a larger New Jersey community to celebrate all things cannabis. And we were absolutely blown away by the response. We had over 300 attendees that first year. We brought in Rugburn, a local band that's got some really great funk music that they do. And they're coming back this year as well. And last year, when we were finally open, And we were able to do this event. We were even bigger, over 500 people. The dispensary was fully open. We had more music. We featured local hip-hop artists and DJs. And we're just continuing to grow and build on that with a full-on block party this year, featuring Rugburn, a lot of the same and new hip-hop performers, and also, like you mentioned, Snack Time, which we're really excited to have headlining this event.
Now, talking about, first of all, when it comes to the event, now that you're getting it to be much more of a large-scale community festival, can't just be something right in front of the dispensary. You've had to go and do some more things to go and build up upon this. And tell me about what it was that you had to go and do this time around to build out to be ready for 1,000 attendees coming up on April 19th.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think from one perspective, it's just, you know, the first year that we did it was in our parking lot. The building wasn't even built out yet. It was just a warehouse. But again, really that entrepreneurial spirit of we have a space. We always want to bring people together. We want to be able to provide meaningful and impactful experiences is what led us to do the first event. And we've been playing around with doing a block party for quite some time. And this is the year, right, that we finally felt, hey, we have to do it, mainly because we've been getting more and more people coming to our events. So we need the extra space. But also because we've been building such a great relationship with the town that really supports us from the council down to everyone in the community, that we felt that we had the support of the neighbors, of the town, of the local businesses to be able to expand into the block. So I think that that would be part one of preparing. And really expanding the efforts. And then, of course, there's a ton of planning that goes into being able to accommodate, right, 1,000 people, which I'll let Kirill speak a little bit more about.
Yeah, and just to piggyback off of that, you know, there's just something about a block party, right? There's a vibe. There's a feeling of being able to, you know, celebrate and come together in a place that is familiar, but also new in this context. And there's obviously a lot of planning that has to go into that. We're working with the local police department in the town on making sure that we are keeping things operating safely, you know, blocking the street, communicating out with our neighbors, making sure that they're fully informed and can plan accordingly. And then all the logistics of the day of planning, right? Working with all the vendors and sponsors. We'll have, you know, close to 20 cannabis sponsors and something like around 20 or so non-cannabis vendors. It's a lot of moving pieces, you know, keeping things smooth with registration and all the activities and all the music going on. We've definitely had to step up our audio setup, bringing in an audio engineer and working very closely with all the performers, all the sponsors and vendors to make sure that everything is going to be running very smoothly day out.
HodgeFest is expected to be a vibrant music-filled block party blending cannabis culture community. And again, the ability to get Snack Time to go and perform at the event. And then you have other things like Chill and Paint, educational booths, and other things like that. So tell me about, you know, how much of a step forward it is right now with the inroads of who you're able to go and bring on board to be part of the event and how much it's grown. It, you know, has it been that much where you just feel like it's more of an outcry from the community to make it much easier to go and build these events to make them grow bigger as they are?
Absolutely. We, our very first event only had a few sponsors. Last year, we definitely had a good amount more. And we even did an event back in late August, Labor Days. And we had so little time to plan that. And the fact that we were able to pull it off with so many people coming out and so many sponsors for this one, we had sponsors that were emailing us saying, hey, we're ready. We're already planning for it. We definitely were ahead of the game this year, and it really shows in the quality of production for this event and really the support that we've received from the community, from sponsors, attendees asking about it. You know, all the information is out on our website, www.getandre.com. So anyone can head there and check it out. Register now, and you can get a chance to win some really great prizes at the event.
Now, with the size of the event going to where it is, the one thing is that from year to year, the scalability of the show, are you looking to go and keep it more as kind of a boutique show where it has a certain amount of size of what it is? I mean, do you see where there's much more growth that could come from this, and how do you plan for it?
That's a really great question. You know, in true entrepreneurial spirit, we kind of take things where the demand is. So, you know, we think about all the time what it would look like to grow this beyond that, whether it be moving it out to a park, right, doing a much more kind of traditional festival, maybe even doing it over across a couple of days. Part of it is, right, we have a responsibility to the store that we founded it as well, to make sure that that's able to meet the needs of everyone, because there's a lot of customers who don't necessarily want to participate in Andrew Fest, not because of anything negative, but, you know, they might be the type of people that consume cannabis more at home or in small groups and not necessarily out at a festival. So we're always trying to balance everything. I think in an ideal world, in a perfect world, yes, this will continue to grow. I know Carol personally, he throws amazing events. He organizes events even for his own birthday. Like, I'm talking about like incredible people coming out, camping, music shows and things like that. So do we have the skills and the capabilities even just behind zero? 100%. I mean, we can make this as big as we want to. But again, it's always balancing the needs of the community, what the community will accept, what our customers are looking for. And of course, making sure that the store is experiencing growth within itself as a business.
Now, full funnel growth. Again, only a few years ago, you were just kind of just doing the run-of-the-mill digital marketing and helping brands. Real, like, you know, good suit and tie kind of thing. And then expanding out into this Anja dispensary in Highland Park and the event. Was this something that you ever felt like was going to get to the point where you and the three entrepreneurs were going to bring up this kind of event and it was going to be such a scale? Was this something that you had planned on, that it was going to be just a complete change of the culture that you're used to, you know, when it comes to business and making it more fun and getting to this point?
No, that's a great question. I would say yes and no. For yes, that cannabis has always been something that we wanted to do. And speaking for Carol and I specifically, it's definitely something that we wanted to do, something that we wanted to get into this space. Anja Fest kind of came out of nowhere, but it's not surprising. Again, when you have someone like Carol on the team who is incredible at events, it's not surprising that we went into Anja Fest. But did I expect that we were going to be on a multi-year run cannabis festival? Definitely not in my wildest dreams. But I welcome it, and I'm incredibly happy that we're here.
You know, the thing too is that I always look at the events that are going on right now with cannabis and how some of the bigger events have just gotten, they've gotten saturated, they've gotten bloated. It's a big change. In the digital marketing space, I could tell you that, you know, one of the networks we run is in digital marketing. It's called Webmaster Radio, or it was, and now it's called WMR.FM. But, you know, our company came, you know, what, a good 11 years ago, we came out of the digital marketing space where we had big shows. We would have ad tech or search engine strategies or search marketing. Still goes on today, but those events were like, we had a lot of good networking events. We had a lot of people that got together. It was a great time. It just changed. The new group comes in and they're looking for more boutique shows. It's a different feel to it altogether. And I feel like there's something where, you know, events like this, they, you know, you come out of the digital marketing space, you got an experience of what you got from there, and injecting into cannabis, that it's like you want to just have that freewheeling kind of just open things up, and that cannabis events should be more like this, where you get something that's more cultural than some of these other events that they're starting to go by the wayside because people are not getting much out of the experiences from them anymore.
Well, I think cannabis events that I've seen a lot have become more business-oriented B2B industry events, where it's really the people who are participating in the industry, especially the legal industry, that become the regular participants. I'll be hard-pressed to find cannabis events, and again, truly centralized cannabis events, because there's cannabis in every event, right? Like, let's be any music festival, it doesn't have to be a cannabis music festival where you'll find cannabis, but an event held and hosted by people in the cannabis industry, they've become serving the cannabis industry. And this has been at the core of what we wanted Andre Fest to be, is to serve the community. It's to serve the public, right? It's not about the industry. It's about music. It's about culture. And it's about how cannabis plays a role in our personal lives, in our music, and in our culture. So I think that's the difference we've always wanted to keep. And I think as long as we serve the public and not ourselves, when it comes to the event, that it will continue to be a vibrant event where people want to go to, right? Because the general public who's not in the industry, who love cannabis and, right, they're important for the industry, but they're not in the industry, they don't necessarily want to hear about the regulations and how to build a business in cannabis and all these other things. They may be curious about it, but when they're thinking about going to an event, they want to have a good time, right? They want to listen to good music. They want to enjoy the products in a way that they feel safe and they feel comfortable. And that's really at the core of what we want to keep AndreFest to be.
And look, there's a place, right? There's a place for the Benzingas and the MJM Pack and the BizCon. Like, that's important.
Yeah.
It is absolutely critical for, you know, small business owners to meet each other, to find opportunities for synergy. But AndreFest isn't about that, right? AndreFest is more about bringing people together. And it was honestly amazing hearing at that very first AndreFest back in 2023, you know, this was just after the pandemic had kind of ended and people were coming out saying, man, like Highland Park really needed this. We really needed to bring the music back, to bring the art back to the community, to have a reason to all get together. And cannabis is always been this social, community-oriented, you know, product, plant, really, that brings people together, that inspires so much music and art and collaboration. And so being at the center point of that in Highland Park, in Middlesex County, and now growing even larger, expanding out, we're just really thrilled to be able to do that and to be able to continue bringing the community out and having these amazing events.
Now, obviously, the event, you know, let's be honest, it's really meant to go and get people to go and engage and join the folks like you at Anja's Dispensary, 225 Woodbridge Avenue in Highland Park, New Jersey, where you have a plethora of great products there on demand for flower, pre-rolls, edibles, topicals, tinctures, so much more. You also offer delivery for various areas within the area of New Brunswick, New Jersey, which for context, you might know Rutgers University is based there. And there's a lot you're going to do in terms of a lot of availability for the products and you know, real community dispensary. Tell me about some of the products you have and some of the things you might be having for those that'll get a chance to enter the store during AndreFest or, you know, around the area of 420. What can you tell us about any deals, specials, some of the brands you have over there you want to go and showcase real quick?
Yeah, I think we're going to be having deals all week starting next week. So I would definitely keep an eye out on our website, keep an eye out in your email. There's going to be daily deals for some of our favorite brands that we just love and support in the state. Now, the deal for the weekend, we haven't announced it yet, but it's going to be big. And again, we want to make sure that we pass on as much savings as possible to everyone that wants to shop, to everyone that wants to just enjoy cannabis for the weekend, right? 420 is... It's a big deal. It's a big deal for all of us that love cannabis since we've been small. So I think that we definitely want to make sure that people find it accessible. But in terms of products and vendors, I mean, we can definitely shout out all the vendors that are going to be participating in AndreFest. I'll leave it to Carol to kind of run through the list in a lot of ways. But, you know, some of my favorite definitely includes Garden Greens. I think they've been incredible at cultivating really, really amazing flower for everyone that enjoys flower. Roots, I would definitely throw them in the mix of some of the flower that I'll enjoy. There's some really awesome concentrates that we'll be having available. And then, of course, there's always really incredible edibles from Buttercake to Wana, just really amazing products that I think people can enjoy. So we're going to have something for everyone at every single price point of quality, right? I think one of the things that we always push is quality at every price point. So you don't have to break the bank at Ando to get something that you'll enjoy. And you don't have to be a smoker per se. You don't have to be just an edibles person per se. There's going to be a little bit something for everyone.
Yeah. And I'll add to that, you know, Fresh is going to be one of our big sponsors there. They have some really great pre-rolls and other products. Elyon's going to be running our bong cleaning station. So if anyone has dirty glass pieces, you can bring them and get them cleaned for free. The free ounce raffle is going to be compliments of Illicit Gardens. Roots and Garden Greens, like Julio mentioned, and the list goes on. We just have a ton of support from all of our cannabis vendors, as well as local businesses. We're going to have a lot of local Highland Park and New Brunswick businesses that will be there, you know, as part of the community. And we're just really excited to be able to really give back to the community. We are doing over $10,000 in prizes and giveaways, including the trivia, the chance to win that free the ounce, and an opportunity to really walk away with a ton of great products and, you know, take advantage of the discounts that we're running all weekend long, plus all of the amazing activities like the chill and paint, like tie dyeing. A lot of fun games and things going on all day with a background of, you know, some of the best in local music and Snack Time, our really exciting headliner.
Yeah, I also want to give just a quick shout out to Prolific, another great cultivator out in the state. And I shout them out and to shout out every independent owned operator cannabis company in New Jersey. We're not VC backed, right? We're not backed by venture capitalists. We're not backed by MSOs. We're backed by ourselves and our own effort and our own dollars. And for everyone in New Jersey who's backed in that way, for all the local operators who are coming up, who are already here and established, you know, we open our doors for you to be on our shelves. We really, really want to promote the independent owned companies in New Jersey and make sure that customers get a chance to meet them, to experience their products, and to grow with them.
So go to the website, getanja.com. That's GETANJA.com, GETANJA.com. And if you look at the top of the menu, you'll see our 420 celebration. That is Anja Fest 3. The block party is coming up Saturday, April the 19th. And make sure to get to it if you can. And tell more friends if you're going to be within the area of Holland Park, New Jersey. Make sure to go and check it out and get there early because there'll be a lot of people to show up, a lot of people are going to hang out with. You'll have various food trucks, contest prizes, concerts, music, art activities, so much more. Again, registered down to win a free ounce of flower at the event and so much more. Again, the website is getanja.com, GETANJA.com. Again, here with Kirill Satanovsky and Julio Casado from Anja and Anja Fest. Thanks for being with me. Really appreciate you taking them out.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rasko. Pleasure to be here.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady, something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.